So I've highlighted there on the screen, death has been swallowed up in victory. And the question is, has it really? The number one questions people tend to ask, if you speak to people outside these walls or even in here, they ask, why is there so much suffering and death in the world? If God is love, why does he let so many people, especially children, suffer and die? Why is it? And I think it is a fair question to ask. Because no one here can deny that there is suffering in this world. No one can deny that even within our own families and friends, there are struggles. There is pain, there is death in this world. If you look at the, if you've been listening to the news the last few weeks, the disasters, bombings, terrorisms. Since the start of this year, since January the 1st, there's been over 96 reports of killings and terrorist acts. There is suffering in this world. Think of Israel, Afghanistan, in Egypt, in Belgium, Pakistan, in Glasgow, Turkey. There is suffering and death in this world. And I find that the most heartbreaking news involve the sufferings and death of even children. When we hear the number of children dying, it does affect us. Hear of poverty, hunger, famine, there's drought, illnesses and viruses and outbreaks, they are all present in this world. And death is the greatest of those enemies. And the news of death hurts. Men and women, children dying every day. Not just out there in the world, but even close to us. We hear of neighbors, friends, family, young and old, passing away. The news of death is a serious subject. It affects our emotions, our thoughts. It leads us to ask questions, to consider the value of the lives lost. Death begins its effects in our minds, and it soon hits the heart. It numbs us to sadness and even groanings of why has this happened? When young people die, we question, they were young. They didn't deserve to die so early. They had so much more to live for. Why does death affect so much? And the answer is because death is not natural to us. Death is an enemy. And in creation, God did not create death. We were looking at the video of the creation and of the birds flying and all that. That's great. God created everything perfect and good. So death is not natural. Death only entered due to sin, when sin entered. So death is ugly. It's an alien. Even the most fundamental atheist who doesn't believe there's anything else other than the particles we're made of, the one who absolutely denies the existence of God and denies the existence of anything that can't be seen, felt, or touched, even that atheist is affected by death because it is unnatural. In 97, if you were around then, if you remember the death of Princess Diana, why was such a hysteria caused? Multitudes were gathering to pay tribute and respect at her funeral. No one cared about the car that was crashed because people knew it was just a pile of metal. but not the body of Diana. No one looked at her deceased body and thought, it's just a pile of bones, flesh and tissue. Because they saw, here is a person. They died. People are affected by death. Recently, David Bowie, people couldn't stop talking about him and paying tributes to his life. Why? Because death hurts, and it is a reality amongst us. Death is an enemy to everyone. The attacks in Paris, in Brussels, in the past, in London, in New York, Remembrance Day every year. We remember those who have died in battle. So death is a great thing. The news of death always sends pulses and pains and aches to our minds and our emotions. We're not to take it lightly. None of us. So does death affect you? It really affects me. When I hear of death, it just touches my emotion. This is not right. And I'm sure that all of you have experienced a little bit of the devastating effect of death. Even though we know that everyone will die one day or another, the subject of death still works up something in us. In this room, except the Lord comes again, all of you here in front of me, and even myself, we will die. Some sooner than others. All of us will face death, this enemy. And the worrying thing for most people, why they ask about suffering and death, is because they realize we can't avoid it. There's no avoiding it. Now here is how death entered the human race. It was a result of the fall of man. When sin entered, when Adam and Eve disobeyed God, they were warned before. If you eat of the tree, you will surely die. Because before that, there was no death. But they disobeyed, sin entered, and death was right there along with it. Can you see the connection of sin and death? Our sins, they cost something, and death is the price. Sin, your lies, your pride, your selfishness, your lusts, and your rejection of God and His salvation. Do you need me to convince you of sin? Are all your thoughts pure? If I displayed your thoughts all around this wall in pieces of paper and pinned them on the walls, so everyone here could go to the walls and read about your thoughts, I wonder how you would react. Your pride would be hurt. You'd be ashamed. And what about you who gave to charity? Are your motives always right? Your neighbor, two or three doors from you, are in desperate need of your help and care and charity, but you prefer to avoid them. There is sin in us, and death is the price. It is a horrible reality. Although it is an unnatural reality. But the depth of this destruction, of this fall, goes even deeper. The death of our bodies, the decay of our bodies, is not the end to death. Do you understand that our souls go on when we are separated from this body? Now we are talking about heaven and hell. And when the Bible speaks of the second death, and that's speaking of hell. if we, everyone who have lived or died without Jesus, without faith in Him, this earthly death, this physical death is not the end. Think beyond that. When the Lord, the day of the resurrection, comes and judges us, where will you be? Will He give you life? As we read in the verse earlier, where He gives eternal life, the life, eternal life that starts now? Or are you still dead in spiritually? And will you be cast further down into the abyss? This complete separation from God's grace and mercy. We sung about the wonderful grace. And with the children, we have sung about grace and mercy. In that second death, in death, there is complete separation from all of that. All that you will know of God is His anger and His wrath. Forever, unending, again and again. It's complete dissatisfaction. Nothing in hell will make you smile. Nothing in hell will give you hope. Nothing in hell can give you a glimpse of comfort or a soothing feeling. It can't, because God's grace and mercy is not there. Everything is taken away. Complete dissatisfaction. Jesus uses the term, there'll be wailing and gnashing of teeth. So death is our enemy. How do we conquer it? You can't run from it. You can't hide from death. Walk down the street, a car could hit you. Lock yourself in your room and eventually you will die. Has anyone conquered death? Has anyone been able to defeat this enemy? Death was Jesus' enemy as well. God does not delight in death. Speaking to many people, scientists, atheists, they seem to give this idea that God enjoys death and suffering. But do you know that God hates suffering and death as well? Death was not part of what He created. It was all due to the sin of Adam. And death, since that fall, has infiltrated the creation which God called good. Death has bound men and women who were made in His own image. Death is a result of sin. It has invaded the souls and lives and has locked us away. Locked us away from a relationship with God. It has created a chasm, has forged a chasm between us and God. This is death. It's a separation from you and God, our Creator. That's why we speak of Jesus giving us eternal life. Because only through Jesus is that chasm, is that separation broken down. So death is a separation between you and God. And without Jesus, that separation remains. And when you die, the separation will get greater. Mourn over death and suffering. It's not to be taken lightly. But always re-understand and remember that death is a result of our sins. Sin has brought decay to our bodies and to this world. So what do we do? Do we just accept death and suffering and live with it? Do we just take it as something normal that happens all the time? No. You know why? Because Jesus has conquered death. The last enemy to be destroyed. On the road to the cross, Jesus was mocked. He was bruised, spat on, a crown of thorns in his head, his nails pierced his hands and his feet. And as he got closer to Calvary, death, the great enemy, drew closer to him. He bore our sins there on the cross. His beloved Father would not even look at him. And as Jesus cried out, "It is finished," he died. The Pharisees and the people who condemned him, who shouted out, "Crucify him," at last they believed that we've got rid of him. They thought they won. Satan and his angels rejoiced, claiming that death was too powerful for Jesus to withstand. His body lay in the grave. His disciples and the women that followed him, they all mourned and cried. They felt the full blow of death. Their master, their Messiah, overpowered by death. They didn't understand. How can the only one who can save us be defeated by death? But here is the power of God. Death could not keep hold of him. Rejoice in that. Death could not keep hold of Jesus. Jesus arose on the third day. Heard the story there. With the kids and Sean saying how they were worried and afraid when they looked at the grave and it was empty. But this is great news. He arose victorious over death. And then we get the saying, death has been swallowed up in victory. Death is around us. It will hold our bodies. But in Jesus Christ, death will not be able to keep hold of you. Just as Jesus conquered over death, if you put your trust in Jesus, if you believe in Jesus, his victory over death becomes your victory over death. It's my victory over death because of Jesus. The Lord Jesus Christ holds the key of death and hell. Only through Jesus can the chains of sin and death be loosed from you. If you don't have the Lord Jesus in your heart, if you don't believe him and trust him, you are still bound by this chain. And this chain will only drag you further away until you're thrown into hell. Fear him who has the power to cast you into hell. Every moment you deny Jesus, every moment you deny the life he gives, eternal death inches closer. When we die, it is not the end. When this physical die is not the end. Our souls are separated from our bodies, and we are either taken to be with the Lord, or on the other hand, we are translated to the depths of death and hell. Physical death is painful. It hurts when we hear of people around us dying, of children dying. But consider eternal death. There is no comparison in terms of pain and anguish. Death is a powerful enemy. You can't overcome it because your sins have bound you to it. As long as sin is part of you, as long as you hold to your sins and delight in them, you're bound to death as well. As long as sin is with you, there really is no light at the end of your tunnel. Jesus, he was victorious over death. The one through whom death has been swallowed up says, "Repent and believe in me." He's not just throwing words out there. He's saying, "Repent and believe in me, because I will give you life. And life eternal, life to the fullest." Through his blood on the cross, he cleanses the sins of those he loves. He cleanses and removes and doesn't remember anymore the sins of those who love him. He clothes them in himself. And even more than that, he fills those who love him with his power. The very power that conquered the grave. The very power that broke the chains of sin and death. He gives them that same power to those who love him and trust him. In Jesus, on the day where he judges the living and the dead, I thank the Lord that that day I'll be able to proclaim death has been swallowed up in victory. Thanks be to God, there is victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. But is this victory yours? I implore you, seek the Lord Jesus Christ. Come to him. Death and suffering may come our way, but the Lord Jesus Christ will be victorious over it. So seek the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. Amen.